This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast, and may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to him this night and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight in Jesus' precious and holy name, we pray. Oh, precious Father, as we come to you in faith, believing God tonight for a move of God to take place within our lives. Pray that people's hearts receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that's trying to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. We take authority over the prince of the air in the name of Jesus. Lord, every evil work of the enemy, we take authority over now in Jesus' name. We thank you, precious Father, in advance for answering prayers, honor, quest, but most of all for souls to be saved, that the kingdom of God may grow. Forgive us of anything, precious Father, that will try to hinder us in any way. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Every sin that so easily beset us, we just shake it off. As you put in our hand, put in the seal of forgiveness, cast it as far as the east is from the west in the name of Jesus. Thank you in advance for the use of the Holy Spirit to be in operation in Jesus' precious and holy name. We pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, you might get open up to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 9 through 12. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verses 9 through 12. And the word of God reads, "But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, except the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the Spirit of God knoweth not no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about going deeper with God spiritually. Going deeper with God spiritually. As we go deeper with God, you as a follower of Christ will experience more and more of his supernatural power. You see, beloved, God's foundation of life lies at the depths of God. Beloved, because Jesus is the center of your affection, you look for his signature on everything that takes place in your life. As a follower of Jesus, the closer you get to God, the more you will appreciate his blessing, mercy, and grace, no matter what their size are. Yes, beloved, as you go deeper with God, you will settle into his own purpose. You will learn to reject worldly thinking, and your priorities will be done according to God's perfect will for your life. Your mind will be hungry and alert for God's truth, and your life will impart comfort, hope, and courage to others. Hallelujah. On a daily basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God has prepared many things for us. But if we live shadow lives, we will miss out on the deep meaning of things in our lives. And we'll miss out on really who God is, and he's ready to bless you and I as born-again believers in a very special way in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as believers in Christ, for us to know God even more, we must go deeper, deeper by revelation of the Spirit revealed to us. Hallelujah. Of the revelation revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Yes, beloved, to know God even more, it requires us to go deeper spiritually by reading his word, by meditating on God's word, by having a time of devotion. Hallelujah. To spend time in his presence on a daily basis. Yes, child of God, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, he will reveal deeper truth of God's word to us as we study, as we hunger for righteousness on a daily basis. And we must remain open to his teaching and his guidance. Because the Bible says in Romans 8, verse 14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So, beloved, God calls us to go deeper with him spiritually. We must do this by laying our will down to do the will of God. You see, we have to remember, as a born-again believer in Christ, we're not our own anymore. We've been bought with a price. Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So going deeper spiritually, it will cost us, hallelujah, our will, our wants, and the way we want to handle things, and even our choices on a daily basis. For example, the fleshly part of us, we want to watch TV when God is calling us to go to prayer, when God is calling us to fast, oh, hallelujah, because we know there's things in our lives that only can go out through prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting go hand in hand. Hallelujah. God wants us, he wants us to attend the assembly as much as possible, that we may grow spiritually, that we may obtain knowledge in the things of God. You see, if God be for you, who or what can be against you. No matter what people may say or do, God got you covered. Just here in the book of Hebrews 10, verse 25, it says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exalting one another. And so much the more, as you see the day approaching, yet believe in Christ, going deeper spiritually with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, it will require us to crucify our flesh daily, not just during midweek service or on Sunday morning. No, we must make a quality decision of speaking forth within our lives that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So in other words, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must let our spirit man dominate. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit dominate our flesh in order to obey God. Yes, we know there is a struggle. We're in a spiritual warfare. But we must do it ourselves. Make a quality decision, knowing that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. Jesus said, if any man come to me, he must deny himself, pick up my cross daily, and follow me. Yes, beloved, we must go deeper in 2024. Psalms 42, verse 7 says, in the end clause of the verse, call it unto thee. As people of God, one of the benefits of going deeper with God is that we will produce more fruit on a spiritual basis. And the deeper the root, the more the fruit. The deeper the root, the more the fruit. Yes, in Proverbs 12, verse 12, the B clause of the verse says, but the root of the righteous yielded fruit. Yes, beloved, believer in Christ, when we are deep-rooted and grounded in God and his agenda, we will be able to face adversities and we can handle whatever blessings God gives us. We won't sway. We won't falter. Hallelujah. We'll stand strong in the Lord. Realizing where our blessing comes from. Realizing that we look onto the hill from which cometh our help. Our help cometh from the Lord. You see, we understand that every good and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of lights, who has no variousness of shadow of turning. Yes, beloved, according to 1 Corinthians 2, 13 through 16, it says, which thing also we speak not in the words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, but they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Hallelujah. Who have known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We are focusing on heavenly things, on high. We are not focusing on earthly things here down beneath. We realize that we're in this world, but we're not of it. We realize that in order for us to go deeper in God and in the things of God, we must, our mind must be made up. Our heart must be fixed. Yes, beloved, the Holy Spirit compares spiritual things with spiritual things. And people who do not tap into the Holy Spirit leading cannot understand spiritual things. So, beloved, as we study the Word of God, we are given the mind of Christ and can progressively handle the faith things of God. He'll take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory. But we must use what he has already. We can't expect more until we use the little that God has given us. Because little is much when God is in it. He knows how to grant us more, give us more. But he won't put on us more than what we can bear. So people of God, going deeper with God will change our entire being on how we live our lives. As we pray according to the word of God in Luke 18, verse 1, the because of the verse says, but men ought always to pray and don't faint, to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Not always audibly, but be mindful to have a prayerful attitude. Hallelujah. You see, the Holy Spirit is the one that will lead us deeper into the thoughts of God. Thoughts. Hallelujah. Remember what God says. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. As high as the heaven is from the earth, as just how high God is. His ways is not like man. God's ways is that he believed the best in our lives as his children. Yes, God knows best. Sometimes we may not agree with the way that he does that, but he knows what's best. He knows where our faith level is for each and every one of his children. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we must see God as the one that is in charge, the one that has our best interests in mind. We must learn to rest in God's sovereignty. Psalms 16, verse 11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. And in thy presence, I will experience the fullness of joy. Hallelujah. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. So, beloved, God wants us to be still and rest and know that he is God, for us to rest in him. Yea, if you want to know God deeper spiritually, we must learn to rest in him. Whenever we rest in God, we will learn to stay in peace and to stay in pace with God's plan for our lives. You see, resting allows us to see God's power and sovereignty in life. Yes, beloved, people of God, we serve a God who sits high but looks low. We serve a God that knows all by name the very hairs on our head. We serve a God who's ready, willing, and able to meet our each and every need in our lives. to believe in Christ, rest in God. God is not a passive God. He's a God that has all power in his hands. Make a quality decision intentionally to rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't let things move you at a place to where you're trying to accomplish it in your own strength. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength. One of the best ways to put this into practice is to take a Sabbath. So let go of the hustle and bustle mentality that has embedded on the American culture in 2024. Let go and let God be God all by himself. He's God Almighty. He's a God of consuming fire. He don't need matches. He's fire all by himself. Yes, beloved, seek God's agenda on a daily basis. Even during your devotional time, set aside a time so that you can have devotion with God Almighty. A time to where you can run into your prayer, where you can go into your prayer closet, have a little talk with Jesus. Let him know what's going on in your life. Get to know the different sides of God Almighty. Yes, beloved, God is God, and he is a holy God. He's a God that's full of sovereignty. You see, his son Jesus, he came from heaven above, died, born in a manger, was raised up. Hallelujah. He died, took upon himself the sin of all mankind, became that ultimate sacrifice for all of us, for every born girl, man, or woman, for our families. Jesus Christ, he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is Jesus. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. God is a teacher. He's a counselor. He's a comforter. He's a friend. He is all that and much more. God is awesome. He woke us up this morning. He sent us on our way. He had preordained things for us to walk in. But beloved, child of God, there is not an area of your life that God do not care about. God did not send his only son to die on a cross so that you and I, every born again believer in Christ, so that we could simply obey his commands and occasionally ask him for things. No, Jesus died for all mankind so that we could be reconciled back to God and to have a personal relationship with him. Oh, what a blessing it is to know that God has our best interest in mind. Bible says in John 15, verse 14 and 15, ye are my friend if you do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servant, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I call you friends for all things that I've heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Learn how to study the Word of God for yourself, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. And it's very important for a child of God to study the Word of God for themselves. That way, when we have to try the Spirit by the Spirit to make sure that it is of God, we don't want to listen to a watered-down gospel. No, we want to listen to it according to the Word of God and the way it was written, regardless of what translation, that we may be studied to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is our responsibility as a child of God to learn the word of God for ourselves. It is our responsibility to go deeper in the things of God. Hallelujah. To do whatever it takes in order to obtain knowledge. Word of God says in Amos 3:2, how can you walk together unless you agree? Yes, where it says, if any two of us come in agreement, it's touching anything on earth, it will be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. So beloved, child of God, going deeper with God spiritually will require us to get ourselves. It require us to take our own agenda, put it to the wayside, and get tangled up, wrapped up, tied up in the things of God, to be led by the Spirit of God. Because just like the Godhead, Jesus Christ, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he agrees as one. So they work in unity. We as God's people must come to that place to work together, to uphold one another in prayer. Hallelujah. To pray for one another on daily, to encourage one another and exhort one another in the things of God. Yes, we as the church body, we are the church as a whole. We are not a dispensary for food and medication. No, we're a hospital for those that are in need, those that need help. Excuse me. Those that need help on a spiritual basis. Those that death, we must bear their infirmity while they are weak and bring them behind you in the things of God. Looking on to the hills, which come in our help coming from the Lord. Yes, beloved, when you know God's word for yourself, you will learn to recognize his voice and become more equipped to fight spiritual battles and to grow in the understanding of how you are called to live and to love in 2024. Child of God, if you desire to grow in your faith walk, then you will have to learn to study the Word of God for yourself. Studying the Word of God is not just about mere reading, but it is about investigating, researching, analyzing, and reflecting, meditating on what you have already learned. Hallelujah. So we must work while it is day. The night cometh that no man can work from this day forward. Yes, we are talking about going deeper with God spiritually. Ba 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 ba. with his perfect will for our lives. Hallelujah. So again tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we're talking about going deeper with God spiritually, not just on Sunday morning or midweek service. No, on a daily basis. God wants us to grow. Amen. He don't want us to remain as a babe in Christ. No, where God have led you to, he wants you to grow right there until he say move. Hallelujah. So we must not be hooked on personality, but be tied up, wrapped up, hallelujah, in the things of God by the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is the teacher. The Spirit of God is the one that will equip us, hallelujah, will strengthen us. And when we are a little weak, Bible says in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk and not faint. That's the type of God that we serve. He's there 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, under your own call to come and rescue us when we are found ourselves, hallelujah, to the point where we can't go much further. Remember, Jesus died, but he died and he rose that we may have hope for tomorrow, hope for today, hope for the future. Amen. God is good and worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Here, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we know that the word of God is true. Here in the book of John, chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, the word of God says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'm talking about God's truth. I'm talking about absolute truth. I'm talking about what the word of God is saying, the Bible, biblical instruction before leaving earth. Beloved, knowing God's word, the scriptures, for the sake of knowing them, should not be our goal only, but to know them so that we can truly know our God and to truly live them out just the way it is according to God's word. Yes, our mind must be made up. Our heart must be fixed on the things of God. Even though we're in a spiritual warfare, we must put on the whole armor of God that we may withstand the wiles of the devil. We know the devil goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. Thank God for John 10:10, that says the thief come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, in order for us to go deeper on with God spiritually, we must be committed to do whatever it takes in order to learn God's word, not just to hear the word, but to do the word of God constantly. Hallelujah. Here in the book of Psalms 1, verse 1, 2, and 3, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. And he shall and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. A God that sits high, but look low. A God that neither slumber nor sleep. A God that has all power in his hand. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am. People of God, there is a cry in every one of us to go deeper with God and to experience everything that God has for us. You see, he created us for a purpose, on purpose. Yet there are values in a believer in Christ's life when he or her decide once and for all to get out of the shadow end and plunge deeper with God spiritually. This will help us to have a daily intimacy with God as a priority in our lives. So, child of God, going deeper with God, it cannot be done through shadow living and microwave processing. No, beloved, the deeper waters, going deeper in the spirit, it will reveal to us the pride and self-reliance in our lives. We must get to the place to where we totally repent of self and allow the Spirit of God to come in, stir us up, expose in our lives areas where we are weak, areas that needs to be reinforced. As a believer in Christ, we cannot resist the devil's game while we are lacking. While we are lacking surrendering to God and his ways. No, it's a choice that we must make. And we know with every choice, there are consequences. So going deeper with God spiritually, our mind must be made up. Our heart must be fixed that the world is behind us and the cross is before us. I remember what the Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind and press forward to those things which are ahead, looking on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, beloved, when true humility is developed in our life, it does not appear as us being weak are self-rejecting under the hands of God. You see, God is the one that will exalt us in his time and in his way. All we got to do is put our hands in the master's hand and let him do the rest. All we got to do is walk in obedience. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15:22, to obey is better than sacrifice, and the hearken than the fat of rams. Yes, beloved, we must walk out this process, this purpose, which will develop a deep authority that makes even the enemy, the devil, tremble. We must take back what is rightfully ours. Bible says that the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. Yes, we must stay in the fight, get in the trenches, and do our part to overcome self to overcome worldly influence on a daily basis. Yes, beloved, you must have an overcoming attitude on a daily basis. And your heart must be fixed. You see, in these last days that we are living in, those who remain faithful to God's agenda will gain great blessings because they carry on an overcoming heart, an overcoming attitude. They'll focus in on what God wants. You see, an overcomer walks with a plan in mind, walks with no other plan, with no plan B attitude. No, they are purpose-driven and faith-driven to go forward. They have fully given themselves to God and to the ways of God. They have a mindset that says everything in me that is not of God needs to go. So, beloved, believer in Christ, remember that deep, call it to deep. People learn to become single-mindedness in the things of God. Because when life storms come your way, they cannot entertain the weight on what's happening. They cannot entertain the what-ifs or what have been or what could have been. They should have a single-mindedness thought, be steadfast, unmovable in the things of God. See, the word of God encourages us in the book of James 1, verse 8. And let us know that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. You see, deep water, our deep spiritual people, do not make decisions foolishly. They do not waddle in debate and second guessing. No, because they realize that the power comes when they take the first step to walk it out. Jesus said in Luke 9, verse 62, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. So, beloved, those in the deeper arena spiritually have made their mind up to be single-minded, to make decisions based on plowing forward and not looking back, going forward, not guessing, but knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that God has full control. All we got to do is just do our part, and God will do his. They walk in covenant with God, and they even develop covenant relationship with people all around them. Those that have the singleness of mind, those that have, hallelujah, the mindset to go forward, knowing if God be for them, well, what can be against them? See, Jesus said in the book of Matthew 22, verse 37 through 40, Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. You see, on these two commandments hangs all the law and the prophet. Beloved, our Lord laid it out pretty clear. Love God, love yourself, and love people, period. Whether in order to build true, lasting relationship, and God's heart is made manifest in our lives. Just believe in Christ. Make every day an ongoing dialogue, a prayer with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit, agreeing as one. And thank God and ask Him for help and forgiveness, insight, and wisdom. Make your journey here on earth a living, breathing, prayerful one. Learn to serve others all around you and encourage them in their relationship with God. Affirm them, pray for them, and help them grow deeper with God. Also seek to walk as a humble servant in order to grow deeper spiritually with God the Father here in 2024. Beloved, be alert to God's touch and miracle breaking, because He is a passionate, develop a passionate relationship with Him and going deeper with God. He will provide you with the breath and stamina to make the climb and to walk the path in which you will experience spiritual growth, in which you will go forward of knowing that God is able, ready, and willing to meet our each and every need in 2024. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, always be mindful of what the Word of God is saying on a daily basis. Yes, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love Him. But God had revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. What man knoweth the things of a man, except the Spirit of God, which is in him? Even so, the Spirit of God knoweth no man. But the Spirit of God is awesome. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us go on in 2024. Let us go on of knowing that the God that we serve, He is awesome. He is greater than anything that we'll face in 2024. Yes, as we go deeper spiritually with God, we will experience more and more of His supernatural power. Yes, beloved, God's foundation of life lies in the depths of knowing Him more and more. Yes, beloved, because Jesus is the center of our affection, of our lives. He's the one that has paved the way for us to go forward in the things of God. He's the one that will help us to overcome each and every day of our lives. We are thankful and grateful, hallelujah, for everything that He has done, is doing, and will do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, Apostle. Thank you for this message today. We appreciate you. We hope that you gleaned some information that you can use and apply to your life. If so, please share the number 347 826-9424 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that number is 347-826-9424, 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, every Tuesday and every Friday evening, 5 p.m. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay warm. Know that God loves you, and so do we. God bless.